that's still true. The outdoor flea market is very large, and good attendance numbers going right back into the 90s. They're getting over 32,000 people, so it's still doing good. I noticed this year, again, R&L isn't going. I think that might be a family-run business, and I think people are just getting too old to, do the show. I know ESL Surplus used to go. They don't anymore, and R&L is out. So what that does is it leaves a bit of a monopoly for those that do go, like DX Engineering and so on, because we have no more MFJ and no more R&L, so the others that do go are going to take up the sales.